A former senior manager at Boeing, who implored the aircraft giant to shut down its 737 MAX factory before the first fatal crash, has discovered the fleet experienced at least 13 other safety incidents in the plane's short lifespan. Two MAX jets crashed within a five-month period, killing 346 people. It's the worst crisis to hit the aviation juggernaut in its more than 100-year history, as it grapples to restore confidence in its brand and get its best-selling plane back in the air. Our North America correspondent, Catherine Diss, filed this report from Renton, Seattle.
For more than 40 years, Larry and Rosemary Brester have made parts for Boeing.
Well, for us, it's devastating. As a small company, because we rely on them and their Tier 1s and Tier 2 suppliers to provide us with work.
The aircraft giant halted production of the passenger jet at its Renton factory in Washington State in January, 11 months after the fleet was grounded worldwide. Mr. Brester says the shutdown will have wide-ranging ramifications for thousands of Boeing suppliers, both at home and abroad.
We get auction papers in the mail from local companies that are either going bankrupt or they're just closing the doors.
But the economic impact isn't the only concern. The bigger problem, ongoing revelations the company put profit and competition above safe production.
These are the emails that I sent to the 737 general manager.
Ed Pearson was a senior manager at the 737 factory. Worried that workers were fatigued and making mistakes, the retired Navy captain urged management to temporarily shut down the factory in June 2018.
A lot has been said about pressure on, like, engineers to get the plane designed and test pilots to get the plane flight tested. I can tell you with 100% confidence that there was equal, if not greater, pressure being put on production workers.
4 months later, Lion Air Flight 610 plunged into the Java Sea, killing all on board.
I didn't know it at the time, but when I was communicating with the general manager, my concerns that the Lion Air airplane was in the production system somewhere.
Since then, he's taken his concerns to the highest levels of Boeing, the Federal Aviation Administration, the nation's safety investigator, and in December gave evidence to a congressional committee.
What's driving you?
I kept thinking of the families. And that was the main motivation.
Boeing says it took Mr. Pearson's concerns seriously and took appropriate steps to assess them, adding none of the safety authorities investigating the fatal crashes found production conditions had contributed to these accidents. Dissatisfied, Mr. Pearson did some digging and discovered the fleet experienced 13 other safety incidents between May 2018 and the following March when the fleet was grounded.
Basically, one out of every 25 airplanes had already had a safety incident in their short lifespan.
Both of the fatal crashes were caused at least in part by the plane's anti-stall software, MCAS, which automatically pushed the plane's nose down, leaving pilots unable to regain control. In a statement, the Federal Aviation Administration said it reviewed all available data and found no incidents related to the software. This is Catherine Diss in Seattle, reporting for AM.